Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Gum Out. One bottle helps clean out harmful deposits and can restore your car's lost performance. That's good, clean driving.
And now, here's Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Dr. Jim Sadler is going to be with us here in just a second on the Phil Hendry Show. He's with a group called Traditional Male Values Coalition, and I've heard a lot of organizations called Traditional Values. We welcome Dr. Sadler on our program. What is different about your organization?
Well, Phil, I think there's a lot that's different about our organization. We try to think creatively, and we try to move traditional values along a male perspective to help society in general. And for the most part, that's what we're about.
Tell me about your initiative here in terms of the decriminalization of domestic abuse.
Well, first of all, I want to say that there is nothing more abhorrent, in my opinion, than a man assaulting a woman. And I don't want it to appear as if we endorse it. But I want to give you a statistic, and I want all open-minded people in your audience to consider this statistic. It is perceived that some 50 to 60 million Americans smoke marijuana. We have a population of some 300 million people. That's a percentage of, well, it's less than 50%, 20%, something like that, of people that smoke marijuana in this country. And as a result, there is serious consideration being given to decriminalizing marijuana. I want to give you another statistic now, which will help, I hope, people understand our point of view. One out of every three men physically discipline or corporally punish their wives. In the vernacular, one out of three men beat their wives. That is an enormous number of men. And I'm asking open-minded people to simply consider, is it not obvious that some homes hold fast to that tradition, that a man has the right in certain circumstances to take a stronger hand in the affairs of the home? See, we're just trying to make things make sense for all people, so that couples that practice this, and there's a growing number of them, will...
Well, all right, so your group believes that the, what you call corporal punishment of a woman or beating a woman, be legalized.
No, again...
Or decriminalized.
I'm asking state legislatures to recognize that a man wanting to take a more active interest in his home is as prevalent and popular as people that smoke marijuana, also a so-called prohibited practice. But when a man smokes marijuana in our country, he gets a slap on the wrist. If a man, you know, disciplines his...
Well, using the word disciplines his wife, some men are beating their wives up through anger. And...
Well, I want to move past the judgment phase, and let's just talk about the raw numbers. If you look at the raw numbers, you see in the raw numbers one out of every three. And these men are sent to jail. So the phenomenon is one that we recognize, and everybody's doing it. You know, everybody's doing it, and so it becomes a part of the culture.
Well, you're asking to somehow soften society's view of men abusing women, men beating...
No, I want it. One out of every three American men discipline their wives. And so many couples are doing it. It becomes a part of America, and the repressive laws that keep it illegal need to be, if you will, leavened or lightened.
All right, now you said something. What do you mean couples are doing it?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean when you say couples are doing it?
I don't understand your question.
You say one out of every three men beat their wives, so many couples are doing it. What does that mean?
Well, I don't think that something as widespread as this could possibly exist without... on some level, the tacit approval of the women involved. I mean, I'm not...
No, Dr. Sadler, are you trying...
No, but I'm not saying they enjoy it. The women realize that there may be a need. Again, one out of every three couples allow the man to beat the wife in the marriage. That's a number that can't be ignored. And so decriminalizing so-called domestic violence is needed.
The tacit approval of the woman?
Well, how else is this so... Women, on some level, may recognize they need it. Society evolves, and this practice of a man having a stronger hand is essentially part of the country's evolution.
All right, I want to give our number out, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. If you just joined us, we're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler from the Traditional Male Values Coalition on decriminalizing domestic violence. There are, Dr. Sadler, you said something that I found interesting. You said men physically punishing women may be needed.
Well, no, I don't know what I mean. I just know what society is saying. I can certainly, in my experience, but look, here's a statistic that is undeniable. In every marriage, the man either has or will, you know, slap his wife or beat her up or something. It's just, it's a fact.
In every marriage, a man either has or will physically abuse his wife?
It's a fact.
Well, I can tell you, I've never abused my wife.
I understand that you love your wife, I'm sure, but there will come a time when, you know, to get her to shut up or she, you know, you'll slap her. It's not always premeditated. It is reactive. It's like blinking the eye or knowing the stove is too hot.
Look, at the message you're sending to thousands of young men and women is that it's inevitable that physical violence will be part of their lives when they get married, so we need as a society to decriminalize domestic violence. And so the young men go into the marriage.
You know, you're thinking too hard about it, Phil. You're thinking way too hard.
No, wait a minute. You're saying that a young man goes into a marriage, well, it's inevitable I'm going to hit my wife.
No, you're overthinking the problem. You're way overthinking the problem. Believe me, I've taught college classes. All I'm saying is, it doesn't mean you're going to beat her up and leave her body in the ditch. It means that you're going to, someday she'll say something stupid and you'll want to slap. If I could give you a...
Well, look at my wife. I can assure you, in our marriage, has said stupid things. I have never yet hit my wife.
Not yet. You know what we say, and I did a lot of drug counseling in my time. We say, you're not addicted yet. You keep fooling around with marijuana or what have you, you're not addicted yet. I want to give you an example. You use the term physical violence. I love my wife almost more than life itself. She's a good deal younger than me, but Tracy has reinvigorated my life. So when I see her, for instance, as I did at a wedding reception we were at recently, dancing rather provocatively with one of the food servers, it's an instinct. And we got to the car, and it was my instinct to slap her, and I, you know what, I did it away from everyone, so she wasn't embarrassed, and it's a traditional way that couples have of relating to each other.
And are you saying it's that you slapped your wife?
I'm not saying I'm proud of it, I'm saying it happens, and it is very traditional. Again, we are the Traditional Male Values Coalition. It's traditional to
slap your wife if she was dancing provocatively with a food server at a wedding reception.
You know, you're overthinking the problem, and I want to caution, don't overthink. Just consider that there's a lot, everybody's doing it. And
well, everybody may be doing it, sir, but I don't want to hit my wife.
You don't want to, none of us want to, but what are you going to do when she says something dumb, or you see her, as I saw my wife, who's 23 years of age, and I'm 51, so it's going to tighten, you know, my jaws a little bit to see her, you know, rubbing it up against a kid in a black vest who's got a tray that he's taken to get washed. See, we're overreacting to a man slapping a woman like we overreact to marijuana. I mean, years ago, we thought that marijuana was the next step to heroin. It turned out it wasn't. Just like slapping a woman is what it is. It's not the next step to dismembering her. Murder or anything else.
All right,
I just don't overthink. As a college professor, I've taught a lot of class. Don't overthink the problem.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler joins us. decriminalizing domestic violence so that a man doesn't go to prison for a long time because he slapped his wife, because one in three men physically abuse their wives. And in point of fact, according to the doctor, there's two kinds of men, those that have slapped their wives, those that will slap their wives. And so why not decriminalize it? And he mentioned he saw his much younger wife, a woman by the name of Tracy, dancing at a wedding reception with one of the waiters, provocatively, and he slapped her when they got to the car. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Dr. Jim Sadler is with us from a Traditional Male Values. What do you mean Traditional Values, Male Values Coalition? What has that got to do with physically abusing a woman or physically assaulting a woman?
Well, first of all, Phil, you have to get rid of the idea that it is physical abuse. There is a tradition in America of a man taking a stronger hand in the home. That has been twisted by a lot of men and turned into physical violence.
You're saying the occasional slap to a woman is an acceptable thing?
It is a traditional thing. It is one engaged in, as I said, and again, you can't hide from the numbers. One out of every three men feel the need to discipline their wives, and yet those men go to jail. Far more people smoke marijuana in this country, and it's simply decriminalized, and they get a slap on the wrist. And I think a slap on the wrist is far, far, far more of an insult than... And we have a special support group for women. And this is a tough one to say. To get them to understand that at times they, you know, let me put it in, they piss you off so much you just want to slap them.
Well, I mean, anger is anger, but wanting to reach over and slap a woman because you're pissed off at her because she was dancing.
I'm just saying, teaching women not to open their big mind. You know, I don't know what to say, but they just...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler, if women would just learn how to speak more respectfully, there wouldn't be the physical abuse in homes. Sally, go ahead.
First of all, I just want to say that this so-called doctor has no clue about what a marriage is supposed to be all about.
I've been married.
I've been married three times. A man. Well, obviously, you have a problem with it. A man and a wife.
Uh-huh.
To make a marriage work, you have to work out your differences. And
absolutely,
to feel that he is superior to so-called discipline his wife. Excuse me, sir, but my husband respects me so much that we sit down and we talk out. I might say something stupid, but you know what? He might say something stupid before I do. And when I've corrected him when he has said something stupid, it's only because he was not brought up to understand that, hey, you know what? You've got an odd way of looking at circumstances.
But the situation is, Sally, one out of every three American men
suck.
Well,
I'm sorry, sir, but you know what? I don't know where you get your statistics.
You can read it.
You know, comparing it to marijuana users is really a really lame.
Institute.
That's a lame. You are so lame.
Okay.
I cannot believe how lame you are, and you even are on this talk show.
Marriage is based on mutual respect for each other. I don't feel superior to my wife. This is a hipper way of communicating with her.
Excuse me, sir,
and
but
marijuana
you know what?
Use is far more prevalent, and yet they decriminalize
that.
So what?
It has no comparison to the
issue. Why do you... I want to ask you
what
something, Dr. Sadler.
What your issue is no comparison to smoking a joint.
Well,
slapping your wife because she says something that you think is stupid? You want to make that something that is okay?
Can I mention something to you? The way you're talking right now and the way you sound right now, I would want to slap you.
In such
I would want to slap you, and I would want to hit you.
Well, because you're such an ignorant fool.
I want to jump in here. This is Phil. This woman is expressing forcefully her opinion. Why does that mean she gets to be slapped?
Exactly.
She's called me lame. She's called me an ignorant fool.
Thank you.
She's disrespected me and tried to emasculate me in front of millions of American women.
Instead of understanding my point of view, you want to call me ignorant.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. What?
Instead of respecting me as a person to have a point of view, you want to call me stupid?
You're irritating me with it. You are a fool. Oh, Jesus.
Wait a minute.
Sorry.
Now your anger is getting to you, Dr. Sadler.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we have to find a way to keep marriages
together.
And you
call yourself a doctor?
We need to keep marriages together for the children's
Where
sake.
Where did you get your doctor?
And we found at the traditional, at a university. You should go to one someday. They're big buildings.
And you get counseling for drug abusers?
And they have people there. Yes. Did I meet you there? Anyway,
why are you being a smartass now?
Because she doesn't want to understand
There's no understanding what
right.
you have to say.
Sally, thank you for your call, though. Good points. 1-800-449-8686. Andrea, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes.
And turn your radio down. Andrea, turn your radio down. Turn your radio down.
I think you have a
it's too late.
That
she won't turn her radio down.
Woman,
I
and
can't.
You're losing control and cannot satisfy that younger woman. So therefore,
we have to find a way to keep marriages together. Especially
so,
for
what
the children's sake.
What your purpose is, what you need to do is you need to find you a man. When you're feeling all of that anger and frustration and when you get mad, you find someone to pick up on your own age, your own size, and take that anger to a man if that is the problem you're having. I think it's a very small thing for an individual that has a degree.
Men don't piss me off the way women do, see?
For an individual to have a degree.
And I'm not attracted to.
And for you to be on this radio spewing out the things that you're spewing out. Man, come on, be real. This is 2000.
I'm not saying
women
it's okay.
Women are not caged here for you if you lose your temper for you to put your hands on.
Well, can
that
I ask you?
That is abuse.
How many men have you been with who've wanted to just reach
I
over and smack you?
I am 41 years old. I am now in a 16-year relationship, and no, my husband has never placed his hand on me.
All right.
When he gets angry, we sit down and we talk about it.
Are you married or did you set a relationship?
I'm married.
Okay.
16 years strong. Not 2-3. My
it's
husband
only
is 25.
A matter of time.
I didn't have to go out to find somebody 21, 22, 19 to satisfy my aggro.
It's only a matter of time before your husband hears you say something, you know, I'm sorry, dumb. And
no,
he's
it's
just
not a
say,
matter of time.
Man,
you know what? You're using it as an excuse. You are a weak individual.
Right.
And what you chose to do is to place your hands on a smaller individual.
Well, here's
but
my point.
But you take that anger and you put it up towards a man. If you got that much anger in you that
you're like
that frustrated with your wife, get you a boxing bag or find a man
the reason why your husband hasn't hit you is because you sound like you could kick his ass.
I tell you what. What your wife really needs to do, she needs to take something and crack you across your knees and give you a little bit of something which you're giving her.
All right, here I want to say something. This is Phil. The message you're sending, Dr. Sadler, to young married couples, especially to the young men, is it's okay.
No, I'm not. Ma'am, would you listen to this for just a second? Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Andrew?
Are you slapping your wife around?
That was a sound that if women got used to hearing it.
No, I haven't gotten used to hearing anything.
And,
Andre, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler from the Traditional Male Values Coalition. He said that the statistic is one out of every three men has or will physically strike his wife. And if that is the case, should we not decriminalize physical violence the way they have domestic abuse? Because in point of fact, it is a common thing. Now, you mentioned, I want to get to a phone call here, and I know you don't have a lot of time, Dr. Sadler.
Meeting right now, Phil, and so I can give you a few more minutes.
All right. Now, my question is this. You said that slapping, well, you know what? You got a support group, right?
Yes, we do.
All right. The question is, are you telling women to expect this?
No. What we say is this. Sooner or later, and we communicate very well with women. We have female counselors on call 24 hours a day. And what we say to the women is basically this. Sooner or later in your marriage, you're going to say something, you know, stupid. That's...
What do you mean stupid?
Well, I can't describe it, but any man that's been married... Oh, honey, you know, what's that card? You know, I was playing poker one night, and what's that card do? What do you mean, what does that card do? It's a king of hearts. Well, she doesn't understand. You see what I...
And you're going to belt her for that?
No, I would not hit a woman for that, but there are some men who would, and I'm just simply saying, especially if they've had something to drink, you know, oh, are you watching, is this pro or college football? And the instinct is to just swing around with a backhand. But we teach women, if you can stop saying dumb stuff, the percentage rate of you getting slapped goes down.
Okay, 1-800-4... I don't know what you mean by dumb stuff.
Well, yes you do, Mr. Henry. You're pandering to your female audience. You know, I've been listening to you. You're making me sick.
Well, you know what? I think I really do not understand you. Kim, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Let me tell you something right now. I have been abused for 8 years by a man. All I can do is look at somebody the wrong way, and I get hit on.
But you didn't say anything stupid.
Excuse me.
That's all I'm asking.
What do you mean, saying something stupid? What's stupid to you? Having a black eye saying, looking at somebody or what?
Well, no, I'm saying...
Can't no woman say nothing stupid.
Were you looking at a man? You're not supposed... Are you married?
No, I'm not. I left him. I've been in domestic violence shelters. I've been running from this man for the last 2 years.
This is not... Dr. Sadler, you got to understand the women you're talking to.
No, well, that's terrible.
I don't like to be hit on. Don't no woman like to be hit on. Whether she say, look, turn the channel from your favorite show, that don't mean she want to get hit.
Of course not. But if you say
But that's the way you talking.
No. Like, did he ask for the hammer?
It ain't about what he asked for.
Well, if he
it's equal rights now. It's
right.
Not about nobody getting hit.
No, but what I'm saying is if he asked you for the hammer, you gave him a screwdriver, isn't that dumb?
Wait a minute, hold up. How would you feel if a woman did that to you?
Did what? You slapped me because I said something dumb?
Yeah.
But it's not in the Bible.
No, you can't even answer that.
It's not in the Bible.
It's not right for a man to hit no woman, just like it's not right for a woman to hit no man.
Well,
I don't believe in nothing. I didn't ask to be hit.
Of course not.
Or my eyes black walking around here outside on the street,
Kim,
because I'm toe up.
Kim, you're in a domestic violence shelter?
I just got out of one.
I mean, Dr. Sandler, do you understand what you're dealing with here?
I ran to another state to get away.
There's these guys that won't leave these women alone.
Well, that's ridiculous. I'm talking about in a marriage. Like
whether
my wife
it's a marriage
one day.
Or not, you do not have the right to hit a woman.
Well, look, can I ask you a question? Did he ask for ice cream and you brought home sherbet? That's a very common reason for men to just go, oh, Jesus.
No, it's not. No,
wait a minute.
That is stupid. That is very stupid. The man is looking for a reason to hit her.
What do you mean, did he ask for ice cream?
I try to impress upon women, oh, man, don't do it. Don't do
you
it.
You have a bad way to look about. You're the type of man that they roll up in carpets and burn.
They wrap in a carpet and burn?
Right. You the type of people, they wait to go to sleep and they do something to you. Because you putting your hand on a woman does not, it's not right.
Look, I want to ask you something, Dr. Sadler. What do you mean, ice cream and sherbet? This is mentioned in your book.
It started, Tracy, first of all, you asked me about my wife, Kim, and I'll tell you. Tracy would never hit me. She's 23. She's the light of my life. She's much younger than me.
It's not about how old she is. Is she younger than you, this and that.
You said
it's your wife.
I'm not saying that.
Bring the wrong thing home from the store don't want.
Exactly.
You don't hit her?
Well, no. I said to her, would you bring home some of the Ben and Jerry's? I like the Moose Tracks or what have you. A lot of people like different ice cream. She came home with Haagen-Dazs sherbet. And I looked at her and I said, okay, I'm going to let you off with a warning. And
I'll let you off with a warning. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She said to me, honey, I need a slap because I ripped the screen door. Some women know they need it.
Well, those are the women that we're talking about who are sick. Those are the women that are codependent.
Oh, get out of here with codependent.
That's
you sound
all
like
it
some
is
Kansas City. You sound like some Kansas City fat.
You ain't never been hit by nobody, evidently. That when you get hit by somebody, that tears you up.
I've been hit, but I can't tell you the circumstance.
It don't matter what the circumstance is.
Well,
it didn't affect you in no kind of way.
Right.
It should have hit you harder than what they did.
All right, Kim, thank you for your call. I appreciate your call, and I know that it took a lot. That lady was in a domestic violence shelter.
Look, I understand she was in a domestic... What is it with you?
I'm trying to get you to understand, sir. What do you mean you've been hit and you liked it?
I'm not talking about sexual practice, and that's what... If she's talking about that, I'm talking about really hitting.
You mean as opposed to being spanked in a freaking S&M parlor?
Mr. Henry, don't talk about things you don't have any understanding of, please.
Let's go over to Jennifer. Jennifer, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Dr. Jim Sadler.
Dr. Jim.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am. Hello.
You made a comment that a marriage is based on respect. I haven't heard anything from you that is respectful. I'm 34 years old.
What did I do wrong? I'm answering the questions.
Okay, hold on. I'm 34. My husband is 60, so I can relate to the age difference between you and your wife. But I would have never gotten married to my husband if I wanted to rub up against a food server at a wedding. Her wife sounds very immature, and she doesn't respect you at all.
So I didn't hear that, dear.
Everybody is not even working in your own respect for you. And I can see why. Just by listening to
me. Let me jump in here. Jennifer, this is Phil. Your cell phone. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, your cell phone was fading in and out. Could you say that again?
No, you're going to make me listen to it again.
Jesus. Well, you heard it then, and they can respond to it.
Well, my response is, well, I didn't really hear it, but I don't...
Exactly. You don't hear anybody. You don't listen. Your wife doesn't respect you. Why would she treat you like that in public at a wedding
right.
if she had any respect for you? You talk about you're preaching respect over here, or what you think is respect, and it's not even going on in your house.
Well, Jennifer, let me say. First of all, you say you're 34. My wife's 23.
I heard that.
You know, she's not like some battle axe that is...
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, this Jennifer is coming off like a truck driver or something. All I'm trying to say is...
I am a truck driver. What the hell has that got to do with it?
Well, when your husband... What, were you like a piece of ass or something?
Would you have some respect for these women?
See, Phil, that's another thing. The way he was responded to you...
I know.
Another call with this guy is... What's your problem?
Dr. Sadler...
You're as immature as your wife.
Dr. Sadler, you cannot refer to my female callers as a piece of ass and this stuff like that, okay?
Well, she's talking about my wife. Look, Jennifer, if you haven't been slapped, you will. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to warn you.
I mean, I don't need to get that from you. It's not going to happen. I know that. But what I'm saying
is... Like a cow don't make ham. You know what I'm saying?
Where's your respect in your own home? I can imagine how you speak to your wife.
Now here's how you're speaking to me right now. Look, I'm fine in your home. I can't understand.
All right, I'll monitor the calls. Thank you, Jennifer, very much. I'm sorry she had some good points, but she was on a cell phone.
And she was sounding stupid, and that's the one of the, that's right there, right there. That battle axe is one of the reasons.
And I don't like the term battle axe.
But that's why they get hit.
She came home with sherbet when you asked for Moose Tracks, huh?
Jesus, what a...
Let me go over to Debbie. Hi, Debbie. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dr. Jim Sadler.
You know, Dr. Sadler, I have heard a lot of things in my...
My name's Dr. Sadler, not Dern Seidner, which is what you just said.
Whatever your name is.
Dr. Sadler. Jesus Christ. Are you drunk?
No. Mm. Listen, you know what? You are so impertinent, rude. disrespectful to women in general.
I don't see how that's, I don't see that, how I
would, I would like you to listen to me and shut up
I'd
for a minute, okay?
I'd love to listen to you, but please don't characterize my comments. I'm trying
I don't
to
have, I'm not the only one. I've never called a talk show in my life. But I've got to tell you that if you have a license, you should lose it. And there's no way they should legalize anything that you're even talking about. And sherbert, ice cream. I mean, you don't call or disrespect women and call them stupid. And I can tell you what, I have a hell of a lot more brain in me than you have in you. You couldn't even do the work I do. You are
a complete idiot. I don't know.
I agree with every woman that's called you. You do not know what you're talking about.
Do you hear what
Products
the women are saying?
Cannot be used, period.
Tracy,
ever.
If my
and
wife...
disrespecting women.
I'm not.
Where do you get off disrespecting anybody and calling them what you called on this show tonight? You have no right in being on this show, and you know
I'll
what? I'm so
what,
sorry for you.
If my wife
this,
came home
gonna,
as drunk
no
as you are now,
I don't want to go to you.
I'd be forced to slap her.
What?
I said if
you
my wife...
You're forced to slap her. You want to slap every woman that called your show tonight because you don't like to hear the truth.
No, but if my wife came home as drunk as you are now, I would.
Oh, for crying out loud, I'm not drunk.
Well, then you have some brain malady. Because you started
Brain malady. Well, you know what? You're talking to a professional RN who takes care of children with cancer every single day of her life.
Maybe you want to tell the
doctor. She works her ass off. And I got to tell you something. You're an idiot.
Ma'am,
You have no right. I wish you didn't dwell on this earth. I've never heard anybody like you whatsoever.
You know, I don't believe you. You know, they always bring up the, oh, I'm a cancer nurse, just to try to get sympathy.
Oh,
maybe you
want
to tell
them.
You know what? You should tell the bartender to ease off the heavy pour. Hey,
you are a jerk.
Tell the bartender.
A plain and simple jerk.
Can I tell you how you sound? Hold your tongue.
I don't care how you can tell me whatever you
want. Look at I gotta jump in here.
It doesn't matter to me because you have the size of a pea brain, okay?
All right, I want to say something to you.
Are you a doctor or are you a child, sir?
I'm a doctor.
Then quit making fun of the way the lady talks. What a child.
She talks as if she's holding onto her tongue.
I'm talking on my cell phone. I've never called a talk show in my life, but you angered me so much that I had to make this phone call.
When your boyfriend slaps you for making chicken when he asks for pork chops, don't come crying to me. You know what, Mr. Henry? You and Debbie can go to the eternal Bunsen burner.
What? He hung up. Debbie?
Yes, I'm here.
He hung up.
He deserved to hang up.
All right, listen, there's nothing wrong with your voice as far as I can tell.
I'm supposedly drunk, and am I talking like stupid?
No,
or what?
I think at the very beginning your cell phone broke up, and it sounded like Dern Sneeder instead of Dr. Sadler. So I think that's all that was, but I appreciate
you. I never called talk shows, but
you have
just
nothing to apologize.
Something else.
Wait a second. Dr. Sadler, I do not put people back on who hang up.
I just want to ask Debbie, do you talk like that to the cancer people? Because they must be frightened.
All right, hang up on him.
They're children.
No, he's an idiot. Anyway, Debbie, thank you for your great service to our community.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. You know.
What a kiss ass.
Bug off!